welcome to the first Ginger and the Spy podcast.
Yes. Wait, 1 minute.
With our beautiful soundboard.
Yeah, lovely soundboard. This episode one, our very first episode of Ginger and Spy podcast, got a soundboard and everything. We're gonna do this to me weekly. We're gonna keep to it this time.
To hear a sound.
What?
Would you like to hear a sound?
I would love to hear a sound. That sounds good.
That's a sound.
Okay.
Of course, we have the soundboard. But not only do we have a soundboard, because what would a podcast be without presenters? Yes. So we have my esteemed colleague, Mitchell. How are you?
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Great.
Good job, mate. Good job.
And then we have me. My name is Dave. No, not really. My name is Sam. Hi.
Okay, if you want, you can call us by, like, our usernames if you want to be, like, weird like that. Some people are.
Well, we're coming to you live from Podomatic.com, soon to be iTunes, hopefully. Hopefully. If you want more of our Ginger and the Spy goodness, head to youtube.com/Ginger and the Spy for a bit more of us.
Yeah, and I think it's / Partner Nanos, isn't it?
Whatever, right?
Just Google Ginger and the Spy, it'll come up.
So, what's up, guys? How you doing? This is our podcast where we talk about random stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's head on to our first segment. Our first segment being what's happening in our lives at the moment.
Okay, what's going on? Yay! Woo!
You do not know how much I love this soundboard.
Okay.
I have...
Yes.
Just in case.
Where did you get this soundboard?
In the App Store, I just typed in soundboard.
So you put this together, did you?
Yeah, I have a favourites list of things that we might need.
Okay, cool.
I thought we might need,
We're definitely going to need that.
So what's happening in your life, Mitchell?
What's happening in my life? Well,
what's going on?
Breaking news. I got up this morning, I looked in the mirror. I haven't had a shave in a couple of days, I started shaving recently. I haven't shaved in a couple of days. My face is, like, covered in spots. I've had, like, a bad epidemic.
Lovely.
And I look like an 18-year-old American teenager who's still living in his mum's basement and can't get a job.
Great.
Yeah.
That's your life.
Yeah, and, on other news, I watched him, for the first time ever, even though it's been out for absolutely ages, I watched the film Ted. And I have to say, it's now on my favourite films ever. I really like that film.
You're late watching that film. What are you, 98? Bazinga.
Wow.
I just wanted to use that.
Perfect timing. Well, basically, as well, last night, for, like, the first time in, like, a couple of years, like, it's not my favourite film, but it's one of my favourite films of all time. The film Treasure Planet. I watched it.
I've never seen Treasure Planet.
I love that film. You need to see that film.
Is it a Disney film?
It is Disney, but it was when Disney was good. It was made in 2002, when Disney were half good.
No. I've heard about it. I don't want to watch it. It's not very good.
The music is done by the Goo Goo Dolls. Come on.
Compare it like this, right? Zero being... Think of a bad Disney film. Zero being Cinderella.
Oh, God.
Ten being Monsters, Inc.
Oh, I'd say, I don't know. I'm going to try to be modest, but ten.
Ten being Monsters, Inc.
I love that film. It's amazing.
You're saying it's as good as Monsters, Inc.?
Mad about, yeah.
I wouldn't. I don't know. That's impossible, Mitchell.
I do love the film.
Speaking of Monsters, Inc., there's a
how can a film...
One. They made a new one.
I know, the Monsters so University. I need to see that. I still haven't seen Skyfall.
I can't believe you still haven't seen Skyfall.
And I need to see Skyfall.
I've just been so annoyed the fact I can't tell you any spoilers.
Yeah. Well, basically, so what have you been doing recently? News on your side, my friend?
Nothing.
Bugger all.
That has been
living
my life.
In your computer again.
Yeah. I've been playing a lot of Awesome Notes.
Oh, yes, I've forgotten to tell them about my little project that I run and take.
Oh, go on. Oh, hooray.
Yes.
The amount of times you just blab this down my throat. Go
on. Ambitious project.
Go on, Mitchell.
Basically, I was playing Dishonored, maybe a couple of weeks ago, and I thought, do you know what's really, really badass? Covers mask. So I looked on the internet. And this is why I don't want you in control of the soundboard.
No, I like having the soundboard.
Well, basically, I thought, well, that's really badass. So I looked at some things people made. Some of them were good. Some of them... Some of them were good, some of them were just not so good. Basically I thought, do you know what, I'm gonna have a crack at this myself. I'm gonna turn into a cosplayer. So I've got into this project, I'm gonna try and make my own replica of Koro's mask. It's going quite well. I've been out for 2 weeks.
You've been going up to like the textiles, teaching the technology.
I've been needing resources.
Like belts and like plastics and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just have to sit there and like nod my head and smile like I know what's actually
like
happening.
You know what, epoxy resin and fiberglass.
I don't know what
is.
They are, but I have to act like I do, or I look like an idiot.
Yeah.
Whereas I look like an idiot, you look... That was a bit light.
Yeah, that was a bit cheap.
It's because I went to hit the button and I missed.
You missed? No, my finger missed! And then you like dropped your iPod.
I need a comeback from that epic fail.
There we go. I was just expecting like a massive fist to come out of my microphone and then just punch me in the face.
Would you like a random sound effect?
Okay, so let's have a listen. Oh, you touch my ta-la-la. Okay.
I don't know.
A bit worrying.
Literally, there's a button called random where it just chooses any.
Okay, so basically, so what's been going on in your side? Any interesting news?
I've been playing a lot of Awesome Notes recently.
Awesome Notes. I've looked kind of at Awesome Notes. I'm thinking of getting it for Xbox, but I'd
probably no,
want to
get it
for PC.
Yeah,
I want to get it for PC.
I've recently gotten...
Oh, yes, I just want to say, I've recently gotten both Portal games. I bought the Portal package, and it was on special offer for about £5 on Steam. And I'm going to be playing a new series soon. And I haven't released any videos for a long, long time. But I'm doing a new series, Nanos Thinks with Portals. That's going to be my new series.
Lovely.
It's going to be lovely.
What I've been doing a lot of is I've been playing a lot of Gotham City Impostors.
Well, I never really got into that game.
No one plays that game. Literally, I went on there once, and I literally spent like a good 20 minutes trying to find a match. And I was like, wow.
I've been playing quite a lot of Torchlight 2 recently with like different mods and stuff.
Yeah, I've been experimenting. I'm trying to make my own mod.
I've made a new character called Charles O'Chap, and I accidentally...
That's what I could say that I'm doing in my life. I'm making a Torchlight 2 mod.
Yeah.
Which is going to have a class. I don't know what the class is going to be, but it's going to be something to do with science.
Science.
I've been thinking about an archaeology class.
Archaeology? So you're like some of the dinosaurs and stuff.
But the problem with that is the fact is I need to make... Well, the dinosaurs.
Yeah, models.
And I need to make the actual, like, fossils and stuff. I need to make an NPC that can turn fossils into dinosaur summons. So it's kind of hard.
It's not like the thingy mod, isn't it? What's it called? The thing is, dinosaurs aren't archaeology. Dinosaurs are paleontology.
But, Mitchell, which sounds cooler? Archaeologist class or paleontologist class?
Archaeologist, but it's wrong, isn't it?
Which sounds cool?
You call him sciencey dinosaur, man.
Which sounds cool?
Archaeologist, maybe, but you could have called him sciencey...
Whoa, stop, one sec.
Archaeologist, but it's incorrect.
Say that one more time.
Archaeologist.
Now, which is better, archaeologist or the other one?
Paleontologist, do you mean?
Which is better?
Archaeologist. It sounds better. It's wrong.
You done goofed, Mitchell. You done goofed.
I know, I did. Never mind, okay.
I win this debate.
Okay, so what? Wow.
I win this debate.
So, are we going to move on to the next segment? What is the next segment?
What is happening in the world?
What's happening in the world today?
Wow, stuff has happened.
A lot of stuff has happened.
Twister in Italy.
Like...
That's horrible.
Do you know what I've noticed, though, about the news recently? This annoyed me. The fact that... Even British news is really Americanized, right? I think it was like about a month ago. Please don't like flame me for this or anything, but there was like maybe 15, I think there was like eight people who went missing, 7 people who were dead. And I'm sure this isn't, it's quite a bad thing, but they made a massive deal over it, right? I was watching, I think it was ITV News, and there was like about 20 minute piece on this, just like this explosion at a plant in Texas. It was like a massive deal. Then there's about like a 2 minute little side piece saying, oh yeah, and there's been an earthquake in China that's killed 400 people.
Oh yeah, I
good job.
Get that though.
Yeah, thumbs up.
We were talking about the Italian twister, and we were talking about it, and Mitchell said, what did you say it hit? You thought it had hit something, didn't you?
I thought, because it hit the town of Bologna, and then I thought it hit Bolognese, because I read the BBC.
I said, why didn't it hit the Dolmio family?
Come on!
It couldn't hit the Dolmio family, or the Gokhan Pear Man. Right?
But the Gokhan Pear Man is Welsh. That's the problem.
It could injure like 12 people, Like, it couldn't kill Dolmio. Conquer the Dolmio family or the Goku Pear Man.
What? The Dolmio family are amazing!
I don't like the Dolmio family.
When did I go on a Dolmio day?
Why have I got to have a specific day devoted to their sword?
I don't know. It's like, World
Does
Paper Day.
Like Dolmio swords?
It's like World Paper Day, where people appreciate paper.
Thanks, paper. They write a massive sign out of paper saying, thanks, paper.
That's my grandmother up there.
Oh, God.
Wow. Okay.
Other things that are happening. Have you heard about what's happening with the bees?
I haven't got a clue.
What's happening with bees is a bunch of people protesting about this insecticide. This insecticide that's being used, and it's killing so many bees that bees are becoming slightly even more uncommon. And the thing is, we need bees to survive because they pollinate flowers, which you know.
Yeah.
So
we
need
bees.
Only bees and people have been protesting about this insecticide that's been killing a bunch of bees.
I thought there was going to be like a massive protest about bee rights or something. you got to lock them up in those hives. No.
No.
It's not right.
Why?
They got rights.
Save the whales.
Yeah. Bees aren't babies. You can't just pick them up. They can't right now. I'm not even going to go down that road.
Oh, right, Mitchell, if I ask you a question, right, I'm going to ask you a question, okay? Right, I thought of this. Right. How could, say, you know QI, the show QI?
Yes.
Right, if I were to make my own show called QI, and I was going to have, my host be called Stephen Fry, and I was going to have another guy called Alan Davis. How would I avoid copyright? Your time starts now.
I don't know. Would you post the entire studio through the mail? So you got proof that you made it. I don't know. Move to Venezuela?
What is your answer?
You could, like, move to Venezuela or something. I heard copyright laws are a little more lax
there.
That's
the answer. The answer
you could post the whole studio through the mail.
When describing the show I make, I'd say, the show's called QI. It's got a presenter named Stephen Fry. And it's got a sidekick named Alan Davis. And Alan Davis and Stephen Fry have small penises. And the reason for that is because no one would have a go at you and sue you. Because they'd go, I have a show called QI. Ah, my name's Stephen Fry. Ah, I have a small O.
Yeah.
Get around it.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
You get around
okay.
it.
Okay, so that's it. You're just giving your questions. So we're going to move on to...
No, we'll keep going with the news. Some else news. Have you heard about UKIP?
Oh, yes. My mum was...
It's a new party.
I don't know.
New
it's not really new. They've been around for, like, maybe a year now.
Yeah, but now they're actually doing something.
Now, even bigger news, biggest news for me, Daft Punk are top of the charts. Their comeback single for their new album, Random Recall Memory. Their new single, Get Lucky. No, Daft Punk are amazing. I love Daft Punk.
I don't like them.
I'm a massive fan of Daft Punk. That is, like, my biggest news.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. So, any other news?
Oh, it's terrible. I don't like Daft Punk.
Oh, come on. I don't like Paramore.
I don't like techno.
I don't like
techno music, and you don't like punk rock, so I think that's fair.
Punk rock. It's not even punk rock, it's more like...
But we both like... But both of us like this.
Yes.
That's amazing.
It sounds... I think did you like the song by Omar? There's Nothing Like This.
What?
That is an amazing song.
Never
heard that song? We both like Omen, I know that.
Yes.
Omen, you know. Yeah. It's by The Prodigy, isn't it?
Yeah, I think.
It's like I've seen the video, it's like little matchstick box men.
It's very strange.
Walking on the doors and stuff, it's weird.
That clearly signs that it is time for our stupid news stories.
Stupid news story of the week.
I have six for you, Mitchell.
Six?
Six.
So we're only doing one?
No, we're doing six. Because I found a lot. First one.
Gun
safety teacher accidentally fires round.
Oh, I thought he, like, gonna shoot himself or something.
I'll tell you a little story about, there was a lawyer once during a murder case. He was trying to explain how the victim wasn't murdered, he committed suicide. And he said, no, this is what happened. And he pulled out, the lawyer pulled out his own gun. He said, and he didn't know it was loaded. So he said, like, he's like, the victim did this. Kills himself.
I remember one time when a lawyer, like, a guy was arrested for carrying, having a hand grenade in his possession in public in America. I think it was in Georgia or something. I don't know. But basically, the lawyer, he was trying to prove it wasn't a real hand grenade. So he was talking about a hand grenade and how that it couldn't be a real hand grenade because you can't get one in Georgia. And then absentmindedly he pulled out the pin, realised he'd pulled that pin on a real grenade, and then threw it at the judge.
So basically, what's happened?
He screamed and threw it, like, the first place he could think of, and that was at the judge.
The father of a 14-year-old boy who attended the class called his brother Sheriff Bill Hutton to report a 76-year-old volunteer instructor had accidentally discharged his weapon.
Okay.
Why is there a 76-year-old gun instructor?
I don't know. Well, they have a lot of experience, don't they? Like,
should have retired by then.
I know,
he
really.
He says, you gentlemen can't imagine the embarrassment I felt towards myself for what took place.
I know this happened quite a few years ago, and I found out about this. Some people, other people might have seen this. I watched Mr. T's World's Craziest Fools. I found this so funny. This guy, he was on, like, an island somewhere, I don't know. Basically, it was a little island, I don't know where it was. But basically, he was playing golf on a golf course which is next to the island's Air Force Base, right? And he likes playing golf. He lives on this island. I think he was like, around, like, 30, 37 around.
Okay.
Right? Right. And what he did is, he said, he hit the ball in what he described as a glorious slice. So this ball flew into the air, and it hit a passing bird. And the bird was killed instantly. The bird fell from the air and landed in the cockpit of a fighter jet that was about to take off on an exercise. The pilot screamed, jumped out of the fighter jet, and the fighter jet ran out of control and crashed into a hangar full of aviation fuel, which is on the base. Basically, it blew up the entire base and destroyed the island's entire air force. And considering...
What?
And considering this man, it would have taken him 400,000 years to pay off the damages on his current wage. He was put in jail and banned from ever playing golf for the rest of his life.
Okay, well, he isn't banned from, like, going near a military base. He isn't banned from, you know, hitting a golf ball too high. He just can't play golf.
Yeah, he's banned
too
from
bad.
Golf.
I like the idea that.
Oh, yeah,
like
he was jailed for the rest of his life.
Machine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and he was jailed for the rest of his life.
Right, here's the next story. Pulls two guns, make terroristic threats towards workers fixing his washing machine.
What?
A man who was upset with maintenance workers who had come to his apartment to fix his washing machine was arrested and accused of pulling two handguns and making terroristic threats. Police said the incident occurred Wednesday in a building, in building 20 at the Pheasant Hollow Apartments. What?
It's a bit weird, isn't it?
It's like, you're not cleaning, you're not fixing my washing machine fast enough. Like, pull the gun to the head.
What accent is that? Because it sounds, like, mildly Russian, that accent that you did.
I don't know, it was just an accent. A bad guy accent.
It had to be Russian, didn't it?
Well...
And again, every Bond villain is usually Russian.
Have you ever wanted to do that? Like, look at the people who are fixing your washing machine, just pull a gun on them.
Yeah, it's fun. I do it every day.
Was released after...
I mean, sometimes I purposely hit my washing machine with a hammer to break it.
The guy was released after a $1,500 bail pending further court proceedings.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I thought bail meant you're out of it completely.
The two guns were a Taurus 357 Magnum and a Beretta PX4 Storm.
Oh, God, the Taurus is like one of those stupid... Like, massively oversized hand cannon sort of.
Should we go on to the next one?
Okay, let's go on to the next one.
Man tries to steal tips at a diner and threatens an employee with a butter knife. How scared they must be.
I'm going to stab you with a butter knife.
The man was arrested Wednesday evening after he tried to steal tip money from tables at a diner and then threatened an employee with a butter knife. Police said the incident unfolded shortly after 6 p.m. Wednesday at Brent's Diner near Lincoln and Oliver's. Why? 20-year-old man trying to take tips that were left behind on tables. Why? One second. Why just
not
the
like
tips?
Not like armed robbery.
Why just?
I don't know. Why couldn't he like go in there with a gun and just like rob the cash register or something? Or
that would make more sense.
I don't know.
Would you get less time just taking tips?
That's the thing though in America. Would they, it be you illegal, have to leave though, a tip.
A tip isn't actual payment though, is it?
It is, it's payment
to
like,
but it doesn't count
you.
As someone you act, that is actually owed to the shop. You don't have to tip.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's not yours, is it? It's not that person's who stole it.
I know,
who's stolen
but still.
It. It is stealing, because it's not theirs.
Point. Okay. The thing, what many Americans don't understand is, here in Britain, you don't tip.
No, you don't.
Well, you
in
tip,
America, you
well, only if
have
done,
to tip.
You only tip here if you've gone out your way, if they've gone out their way to do it.
Right, well, guess me is, though, do you know what I don't get? The fact that leaving a small tip is even more offensive than leaving no tip. Like, you leave no tip, people
yeah.
think, oh, just, they just serve you, they don't even think about it. You leave a tip, think, what a nice person. You leave, like, 2 pence for a tip, they think, what a massive douche.
If you leave no tip, they don't care.
It's an insult. I don't care, they just get on with it. So that's why I don't tend to leave tips unless I've genuinely enjoyed it and they've, like, been very, very
it's
nice
like,
to me.
It's like how, in here in Britain, the only time you'll ever tip someone is if they like, put like a shirt with your name on it or something. If they went desperately out of their way to make your whatever good.
Do you know what gets
well,
me? In like,
America,
I have those,
no matter what.
Or just offers where you have like, if you didn't enjoy your meal, you get it for free.
Yeah.
I think. I remember my
if you enjoy your meal, you get it for free.
No, if you don't enjoy it, basically.
You just say like, you don't like it.
I don't know. Like, basically, that's what a guy I know, like his dad's friend. They were out having a meal with him, and they hadn't, basically, him and his wife probably did this all the time. Basically, they go to a restaurant, I think, it used to be this place called Fatty Carbuncle or something. Do you know where Frankie and Benny's is? On
oh,
Festival
yeah.
Park.
Yeah.
It used to be there. And they were sat in there, and they had an entire meal. It was absolutely delicious. And they literally ordered all the expensive stuff. My dad ordered, like, all, like, the stuff.
Okay. The stuff.
Like, my friend's dad ordered all, like, the regular stuff you order, like, the cheapest stuff, but it's still nice, you know, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Basically, they ordered all the dead expensive stuff, they had, like, platters of food and everything, ate all of it, and basically, they came along and they went, did you enjoy your meal? And, like, my friend's dad was just like, yeah, it was lovely. And then he just turned around and he goes,
no.
Honestly, my friend's dad, he said, I've never felt so embarrassed, that's what he said. Honestly.
Really?
They should at least tell you.
No.
He could have at least told, I don't know. It was one of those things, wasn't it, where, like, you know... Basically, apparently they did it there all the time.
Right, should we go on to the next news story?
Okay, yeah.
Literally, the headline is, Man asks to be arrested, gets his wish.
Why would you...
Fort Walton Beach, a man accused of hitting his girlfriend, asked Fort Walton Beach police officer to arrest him and receive his wish.
Why? I've heard of, like, hobos, like, purposely stealing stuff to get arrested so they don't have to live on the streets and they get to live in prison instead.
And the picture of this...
I don't get that.
The picture of him in his, like, prison uniform, he looks happy.
He's smiling. I'm happy in my own special way.
It's like, what is wrong with him?
I don't know. Maybe there's nothing wrong with him.
There, a woman told them her boyfriend, 52-year-old Bruce Blackshear of Fort Walton Beach, had struck her on the leg. She said he had came home from work. She asked her if we're going to kiss their children, and he became angry. She said he raised his hand as if to hit her. She put her leg out to protect herself, and he hit her thigh. Officers noted red marks on the woman's thigh. Why did he just say, arrest me?
I don't get that.
Well,
you're
maybe
angry.
He's like an honourable criminal. He's like, I've done something wrong. I deserve it. I wouldn't have asked them, though.
Yeah. You sort of say, when it goes to court, you sort of say, yes, I did do it, but you wouldn't just walk
up to
police and go, arrest me! Like that, would you?
I'd be like, hey, I did it, arrest me, fine. But I wouldn't be like, arrest me now!
I like being arrested.
Let's go on to the next one. Right.
Okay.
Man stabbed over a bag of corn crisps.
What?
The life of the
You give me damn crisps, man.
Seriously and repeatedly stabbed, apparently, over a bag of crisps.
Were they prawn cocktail
flavour?
This is
really hard to read, because it's an American article, so it's corn chips, but we call them crisps.
Yeah. Was it prawn cocktail?
No.
Because then it makes
corn,
sense if it's
prawn. Corn.
I know, but... Oh,
no,
corn.
Without it, prawn cocktail.
Yeah, if there's no prawn cocktail flavour, I see why. I don't know.
The heroics of them basically, it's a guy who was basically stabbed someone over a bag of crisps.
Give me your crisps.
Stabbed him 11 times.
Whoa.
What's it? So basically, a man, this is what happened. A man walked out of a shop with a bag of crisps that he had bought. And the guy looked at him, and he was like, I want those chips. And then he just runs up and just stabs him 11 times.
Like Assassin's Creed. Give me those chips.
He then picks up the bag of crisps and walks off eating them.
This leaves a corpse, this stabbed man. I was thinking more like a petrol station shop. I was thinking more like a petrol station. I know. I was just thinking, right, like a petrol station shop. Think so, did the guy refuse to give him the crisps and he just stab him and take the crisps?
I think he just stabbed him anyway.
I think he just stabbed him. Because, honestly, if a guy walks up to you with a knife saying, give you more your crisps, you just give them to him and buy another pack, don't you?
Oh, God.
Then you mug your head on the way out.
What I do is I just go up and I take the crisps off and like, they're my crisps, who?
Mr. T.
I'd say I was Mr. T's brother.
Mr. T's, long-lost brother. From a different father.
We head on to the very last crazy news story, which is my favourite.
I just wanted to say something. I was thinking it more like a petrol station shop where they always have crisps. You need a bag of crisps on a long journey. Like, these two guys have been on a long journey. Like, the guy gets the last bag of prawn cocktail crisps. Because, everyone loves prawn cocktail. All gangsters love prawn cocktail crisps. He gets really angry and says, give me those crisps, man! And then he says no, so he puts a knife on him. And then he's like, throws him into the wall, and they have some Liam Neeson stuff right there, and then he just stabs him 11 times and takes the crisps.
I was just going to get a bag of crisps in a spa, and there was I wanted, there's that onion rings, and there's only one pack left, and Sally.
And you see a little girl walk up and pick them up.
Just Sally.
Like,
just
no!
Sally. Yeah. Like, it was Sally from our school. She was at the other end of the aisle, I was at one end, we both
she
looked at the
end. She walked up and smiled like you
and
picked
some crisps. And then we literally legged it. And I got the crisps first.
That's just like...
And I went home and I ate them with a sense of pride.
So basically it was like a yogurt commercial, basically.
From one story about food to another, our last news story is, man accused of stealing $10,000 worth of chicken wings.
$10,000 worth of chicken wings? Like I said,
how
dollars instantly. Because he had to be American.
How did he pick up that much?
I don't know. He was 3,000 kilos. What?
$10,000
bill. I guess. Can't you just give him the chicken wings?
I don't know.
I think they're healthy in the donuts though, aren't they, chicken wings?
Why?
I don't know.
There's basically, I can't find much on this story, other than the fact that 43-year-old Boris, his name's Boris.
Boris? Is it Boris Johnson? Is it Boris Johnson?
Yes. Boris Delisa is scheduled to be arraigned on a first-degree larceny charge Thursday in Manchester Superior Court. He's English.
Oh, he's English. Oh, £10,000 worth of chicken wings, then. That's a lot more than I thought, man. It's a lot of chicken wings.
Sorry about that, guys. Skype is horrible.
It is. It's actually when I went offline, apparently. My internet fucked you.
Well, you're getting a better one.
I'm getting better internet in a month and a half. Thank goodness.
Yeah,
I had to put the talk for
you. So, it is the first episode, folks, so don't expect something amazing, to be honest. Right, okay. I don't know where it cut, though, so...
Yeah, it cut, what's our final news story? So I'm going to say that again. What's our final news? Is that our final news story, then?
That is our final news story.
Okay, so what are we going on to now?
That is our final news story, and now we're on to the last segment of our podcast, which is the random What's Your Magic segment. So I believe you and me have got quizzes for each other.
Which Mario character is you?
I got what Pokemon character are you?
Is you. Good job.
It's you.
So you, what's yours like? What are your answers on yours like?
Who are we going to do first? What are we going to do first?
Mine's like, you've got like,
there's
you've got a statement for mine, and then you've got disagree or agree, you've got 1 to 6, like levels of disagreement. Like 1 is disagree, 6 is agree. Show that, should we do mine first?
Okay.
Which Mario character is you? Okay, number one. You're fast and athletic.
Ask me the
question. 1-6. 1 is disagree, 6 is agree. Okay, so 5 then.
Just
you are very nice and friendly.
Agree. Yeah.
This is actually right, this is. You are very nice and friendly, that's normal.
This is terrible grammar.
I know.
Oh.
Middle, okay, so...
Strange to propose it, though, that question. Put it middle.
You often get on people's nerves.
Yeah.
Three. Yeah. People call you stupid sometimes.
Three.
That's six. You annoy mustaches.
Five.
Enjoy, I think. Yes, me too. You like the colour pink.
Six.
Oh, I thought you were going to say six. You like to seek
one.
Adventure. There's 24 questions for this.
No, one.
So you... Five, okay. Your favourite by most.
Like to seek adventure, five. This is going to be boring.
You like the colour red.
Five.
I know the answer to the next question. You are a girl.
Five.
Six. No, one. Yeah. You are strong and fierce. This is question 11, by the way.
Maybe one.
Not quite sure about that. You're attractive.
I'm strong, fit, five. I'm
trying to be modest there. You like the colour green.
Five.
Okay. You're a true leader.
Five.
Okay. You don't have a favourite colour.
Five. I'm not answering everything, five.
Okay. You tend to be a little grumpy.
One.
Okay. Is this quiz over yet?
Six.
You lose control easily.
Six.
Okay. You are mean.
Five.
You are popular.
Two.
You prefer tall men. No, tall women, rather.
One.
Three, okay. You're a bit sneaky.
Three. I don't know.
What, five's here? You are a family person.
Five.
Okay, you are a tough guy.
Three.
Okay, continue. There you go. Which Mario character is you?
Three.
I press continue. Is it going to give me an answer? Are you giving me an answer?
Oh,
it doesn't look like
who
it.
Am I?
It just keeps taking me to the top. It's not working.
I don't know. How are you?
I don't think it wants to give me an answer.
I don't think it wants to.
I think you are. Fast, athletic, you're nice and friendly.
Luigi.
People call you stupid sometimes, it sounds like. Sounds like Toad, actually. You enjoy mustaches. Actually, Luigi does have mustaches.
Luigi.
You don't like the colour pink, you like the colour green. You like the colour red as well. You're a true... I wouldn't say you were a true leader, really, but...
Luigi.
I wouldn't say you lose control easily, either, but oh well.
Right.
You don't know me. Okay, you're going to your quiz.
You don't know me. Should we head on to my quiz? What Pokemon character are you? Which of these best describes your ideal perfect day? Playing with friends outdoors until the sun goes down. Sleeping until noon and then waking up to a big brunch. Going to the beach or to the movies with my buddies.
Going
on a rampage. Or I don't know, what do you feel like doing? Going on a rampage. What is your favourite Pokemon element?
Telekinesis.
Electricity, fire, telekinesis, rock or air? Telekinesis. What is your favourite starter Pokemon?
Pikachu isn't a starter.
Squirtle, Charmander, Pikachu, Bulbasaur.
Yeah, but...
No, but it wasn't gold. In Pokemon Gold,
I was going to say Bulbasaur, because I like Bulbasaur.
See, what are you going to say? Bulbasaur. You would most like to live at which of these places? Anywhere? Mountains, forest, desert, or beach?
Forest.
If you say beach, I will have to make a thing reference. Three wise men. Forest. Which of these powers would you most like to have? The power to zap someone.
The power to create fire.
The power to move things with my mind.
The power to change into
anything. Or the power to protect people. Which things in your mind? What is your favourite food? Berries, all food, I don't care, ice cream or barbecue.
I don't know. What was it again?
Just choose one.
I don't really care.
Berries, all food, I don't really care, ice cream or barbecue. You don't care. Some Pokemon species have differences between boys and girls. Which are you? Are you a boy or a girl, Mitchell?
Yeah, that's my final answer.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
Why are you going a bit weird, man?
If you could go on a shopping spree, which means things you buy.
Wait, your voice is dead in the world. Wait for it to
get toys for kids. What? If you could go on a shopping spree and you could have anything for free, what would you have? The comfiest bed in the world.
Buy weapons and rule the world.
Kids. Buy weapons and rule the world. Buy all kinds of things. Or buy a nice house.
I mean, I'm an evil genius, come on.
You'd rule the world, of course you would. Yeah. Which of these things would you like to do if you were super bored? Use a magnifying glass to light things on fire at you. Alright. The doorbell rings. It's a Girl Scout selling cookies. What do you do? Order a bunch of them. Buy one box.
Pull out a shotgun and just say,
get off my property.
My property.
Or hide, I don't answer. Get off my property. Which of these gaming systems is your favourite? PSP, my computer, PlayStation Wii, or Xbox? Good. Which of these best describes your typical mood? Energetic, really, really relaxed, short-tempered, moody, or friendly?
I seem a little bit grumpy, if I want
moody.
To. I'm not moody all
You're
the
wrong.
Time, come on.
You wrong.
What are they?
Okay, what would you... Out of those, you are.
I'm not really
energetic,
any of those.
Really,
that's
really,
too much of a
relaxed,
question.
Short-tempered, moody,
friendly,
or friendly?
I'll just say. No, I'm not short-tempered.
Choose one. Short-tempered. I put friendly. You're home alone and you hear a gunshot outside. What do? Call 911. Tell yourself it was a car backfire.
Get my gun and fly back.
Look outside to try and figure out
what's
happening.
Get my gun
and
fly
back.
I was going to say, put on my gun.
Or hide in the cupboard. Fire back.
World domination.
A new hobby. Which one of these would it be? World domination. Hide and seek,
domination.
Building circuits, learning to make campfires, or daydreaming.
Yay!
You're going to end up being like a bad guy. Oh, there's more questions.
Okay.
Well, looks like this is the last page now. There's 20 questions, and then an extra one. Okay. Which of these groups did you hang out with in school? The bullies?
Group of close friends.
All the groups? Myself, the popular group, or a group
we
of close friends?
We are nerds who rule the world.
Where's the nerds? I'll put close friends, right. What would you do if your computer broke down while you were taking the Pokemon quiz? Buy a new one, go take a nap, punch a hole through it.
Punch a hole
ask
through
someone
it.
Someone
really
help
angry.
Me, or probably electrocute myself.
Punch a hole fix. Through it and then fix it.
Of course you would. What do you do? What do you do when you meet someone new? Get super excited, yay a new friend. Say hello and introduce yourself. Frown and be gored. Try to figure
I
out
just,
what
just,
they like,
sort of
so
say,
you can like it
yeah,
too,
hello,
or you
shake a
say
hand,
hi.
You know, respectable person. Yeah.
Let's say hello and introduce yourself, that is. If you were a trainer, what kind of Pokemon would
Mewtwo,
you like to train? Mewtwo, Sudowoodo, Pikachu, Snorlax, or Charizard? God. If you were angry about something, what would you do? I'd yell, I don't get mad often, but when I do, I watch out. I'd yell and attack. I'd pretend
what?
Everything was okay.
I'd
want to talk about it, or I'd want
what
to
go the question?
Sleep. Yell and attack.
Okay, read out then.
Yell and attack. If you were angry about something, what would you do?
Sorry.
You need to listen. I'd yell, I don't get mad often, but when I do, watch out. I'd yell and attack. I'd pretend everything was okay.
I don't get angry very often,
I'd want to talk about it, or I'd want to sleep on it. Okay, I'll do. Pokemon species often grow through an evolution. How far are you in your evolution? When were you born? It's your birthday.
That's a bit strange.
Thank you. 24th. March. When's March? This is my level of stupidity. I
third month of the year.
Figure out which month March is. Which number's that one?
2403.
It's like, I got that, Mitchell. Eventually. Eventually, I understood that. Right. Do you like children? No or yes? Honest.
Okay.
Continue. I think we found out who you are now. What? The page is empty.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Delete the page.
I'm probably going to mute too.
Ready? You ready?
I thought so. Because is that just because I answered the question?
You are muted.
You
it is.
I think it is. world domination.
It's mainly because like you said world destruction. You are Mewtwo, the powerful and destructive Pokemon. Like Mewtwo, you are aggressive and competitive. You
not quite.
Like, arguing
I'm a bit like, I mean, on this quiz I took, I was Lucario. I'm like a cross between Lucario
first...
and Mewtwo, I am. I'm basically like cross Lucario, not cross Mewtwo.
Mine was Haunter.
Right, me. Yeah, this is the end of the first episode. I've enjoyed this.
So I think we should end the first episode off here. This has been the first podcast. They are going to be weekly. Do not expect a specific day in the week. It will be any time in the week.
Yeah.
Just we know it's going to be weekly. Yeah. Okay, right. Start of week being Monday. Remember that.
No, it's just some people say it's Sunday.
Because isn't the start of the week actually Sunday?
It's not officially.
No, I think I don't know. So yeah, this has been
see
the first episode
time,
of
Goodbye.
The Jim Spot podcast. And we'll see you next time. Goodbye.
There we go.